morning. Thank you very much for coming. Today's daf is daf pei vav, page 86. We were on daf pei hei, Amud Beis, page 85b, here in the chapter of Maseches Chulin, all about kisui hadam. So we're about a third of the way down on pei hei, Amud Beis. Third word on the line, a story. Rabbi Chia nafale yaniva bekitne. Rabbi Chia, this worm yaniva, fell into his flax. Now his flax had been cut; it was soaking in the solution to soften it up, and there's some worms there that are going to eat up all the flax and ruin it. So Asalakama de Rabbi went in front of his uncle Rabbi to ask what to do. Amalei Rabbi said to him like this: Shkol ofa, take a bird. Ushchot al bubisa de maya, and slaughter it on the bin of water where the flax is. Demorach dama, and this worm, the yaniva is going to smell the blood. It doesn't like the smell, the shavakle. It's then going to leave all your flax. That's the story. Asks the Gemara, Eichad Avarachi, how could Rabbi Yana, how could Rabbi Chiya do this? Well, Tanya, we didn't learn in a brisa. Hashochet v'tzarech l'dam. Let's say somebody slaughters an animal, a wild animal, or a bird, and he doesn't need the meat. He just needs the blood for some purpose, like this, for a purpose of scaring away worms. Chayav l'chaso. Since the blood came through a shechita, he's obligated to cover it. So how could it go into the water? Going into the water is not covering the blood. Well, it doesn't mess up the shechita, but
mess it up when you do it.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. So Kate said, Yasa, what should he do? Similar to what Roger is saying. Oh, no crow. Or he should put his knife in through the nostrils and slash it to death. Oh, okro. Or he should uproot the pipes. As Roger says, it'll mess up the shechita, and then the blood can come out and it doesn't need to be covered. So yes, Rav Dimi. So when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he explained, Rabbi didn't say, go slaughter a bird. What he said was, tse trof. First, make a hole in the bird's intestines. So therefore, the bird is a trefa. And then slaughter it. So it'll be, as we've learned in our Mishnah, shchita sheina ru'uya. It's not a shchita that permits anything, because it's a shchita on a trefa. So that's not called shchita. Therefore, there's no need to cover the blood. That's the blood that has a smell that can scare away the or worms. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar, he said, say nechor Amar le. Rabbi didn't say to do make a trefa of the bird. Rabbi said to just, you know, put a knife into the bird and slash it to death, not to do a shechita at all. Lamadam would say trof. The one who said that what Rabbi said was to first make it a trefa and then slaughter it. My time alo Amar say nechor. Why didn't he say that? Why didn't Rabbi tell him to just slash it to death? I mean, if you're going to tell me the reason why he didn't say to just slash it to death in order to get the bird blood out without having to cover it, because he holds ein shechita lof min haTorah midoraisa, there was no mitzvah of shechita to a bird. The doraisa shechita is only with animals and wild animals, but not to birds. Since there was no shechita midoraisa, when the Torah says that you have to cover the blood of birds and wild animals, it includes the slashing of a bird. Unechirasa, so slashing it through shechita, so it would be considered a shechita, and therefore that blood would have to be covered. Only if the bird was a trefa, then is the shechita not a shechita, because it's not kosher. And then even midoraisa trefa, and then you don't need to cover the blood. But how could you say that? We learned in a braisa, Rabbi says, the verse says, Kasher tivisicha, slaughter animals the way I've commanded you. Mechla, melamitz, that teaches you. Shenitz davin Moshe. Moshe was commanded about what? Alaveshet v'alakana. He was commanded that slaughtering is about both the esophagus and the trachea. And he was also commanded, Alrov echad bo'ov, that when it comes to a bird, you slaughter the majority of one pipe. Alrov shnai b'veim, when you slaughter an animal, you have to slaughter the majority of two pipes. So you see that according to Rebbe, Moshe was commanded about the shechita of a bird. So you can't say that according to Rebbe, nechiraso is shechita samid oraisa, that on a biblical level you don't need shechita. On a biblical level you need shechita. So Gemara says answers like this. Lo mi baya ka'amar. When Rav Dimi said that what Rebbe had said was tse trof, go make it a treifa, and then slaughter it, so that way you'll have blood that doesn't need kisui adam, doesn't need to be covered. He was saying something that you don't even need to say. So he was like this, lo mi bayat say nachor, certainly, if what Reb Chiya would do would be to slash it to death, the lav shchiti, that's not a shchita at all, certainly then the blood wouldn't need to be covered. So the point was like this, avol say trof, but he said to him, go make it a treifa and then then slaughter it. So when he's making it a treifa, ema shchita shein ruya shma shchita, maybe a shchita like this, even though it doesn't make it permitted to be eaten, it's still called shchita. Vili boi kisui, there should be a need to cover the blood. So that's what Kamasman, that's what Rebbe wanted to teach. Kid Reb Chiya bar Abba, as Reb Chiya bar Abba taught yesterday, that in regards to covering blood, Rebbe agrees with Reb Shimon, that's why he calls it the Chacham's view, that Shechita Sheina Re'uya, that a Shechita that doesn't permit is not called Shechita. So slaughtering a treifa is not a Shechita, therefore you don't need to cover the blood. One second, Ulaman Zamer now according to the other view, that what Rebbe told Reb Chiya was Tzei Nachor, go slash it to death, and that will get the blood out, and then you don't need to cover the blood. My time, Elo Amar, why didn't he say that what Rebbe told him was Tzei Trof, go make it a treifa and then slaughter it? If we're going to tell Mikasavra, because he holds Shechita Shein Ruya Shema Shechita, he holds that if it would be a treifa and then slaughtered, that would be a Shechita and it would need covering of blood. But we just had what Reb Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Reb Yochanan, we learned it yesterday. Rabbi felt that Reb Shimon's arguments in regards to the mitzvah of covering the blood are very good, because the verse says, as we said yesterday, the verse says about covering the blood, Asher Yachel, that which will be eaten. So since it talks about things that are eaten, if it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya, something which cannot be eaten, like a treifa, it's certainly not a shechita. Rishana B'lashon Chachamim, Rabbi said that the view of Rabbi Shimon is the majority view. So my answer is, according to this view also, it's Lomi Boya Kamar, it's something that I don't even need to tell you. Lomi Boya Tse Trof, I wouldn't need to tell you that if he would have guided him to make it a treifa and then slaughter it, that certainly he wouldn't need to cover such blood, because as you said, shechita shein ruya lo shma shechita. A shechita that of something which is a treifa, a shechita doesn't make it permitted to be eaten, is not a shechita. There's no need to cover such blood. Avol say nachor. The point is like this. He said to him, even say nachor, even don't do shechita at all, just slash it to death. Because I would have thought to say that midoraisa birds don't need shechita. So therefore, since we're talking about a biblical law of kisui adam, that does apply even when it's slashed to death. Therefore, nechirasa zui shechita. So even the slashing of it to death is the equivalent of a shechita, and it would be within the pasuk of a shafach as damo. If you'll spill the blood and you have to cover the blood, liboy kisui, you should need a cover. Kamashwa, and that's why he told him, say nachor. Based on, as we said earlier, kasher tzivisicha, that Hashem told you as slaughter as Hashem commanded. In other words, their oral instructions. And the oral instruction was that even a bird needs to have a shechita on one pipe. All right, so that's the story. So now the Gemara doesn't understand the story. How could it be? Umi nafale yaniva bekitne. How could the worms go into the holy Reb Chiya's flax? Such a tzaddik. Such a tzaddik should scare off all the worms. You know, you go into pizza stores, they have pictures of Rabbi Shai LaKaristir, and certainly in Williamsburg and Borough Park. So why Rabbi Shai LaKaristir? He was a tzaddik in Hungary. He passed away, I don't know, 90 years ago. Because they say that Rabbi Shai LaKaristir, there was a whole invasion of mice in Karistir once. And he said, put my picture up, the mice are going to be scared of me, they're going to run away. So there's a tradition in Hasidic circles, you put up a picture of Rabbi Shai LaKaristir. If you have a mice problem in your store, it's going to run away. I tried it once. I had mice in my apartment in Washington Heights. It didn't work so well. But that's the tradition. So that's what the Gemara is asking here. You have a tzaddik like Reb Chiya. A tzaddik like Reb Chiya. How could the worms come to Reb Chiya's flax? They should run away from Reb Chiya. Amar Ravin Bar Ava. Ravin Bar Ava said, in fact, a story. Amila, some say it was Amar Ravin Bar Shva. Mishal Ibn Agola, when the big tzaddikim came up from Bavel into Eretz Yisrael. So that caused all the bad things to stop. Pasku Azikin, it stopped the lightning, Vazvaos, and all the earthquakes. Varuchos and the storms, Varamim and the thunder, Veloichmitz Yenam, all the wine stopped turning sour, Velolaka Pishtanam, none of their flax got ruined. Now, the sages said, oh, who were the tzaddikim who came and caused these blessings to come to the land of Israel? Reb Chiya Banav, Reb Chiya and his sons, when they came, all the bad stuff left. So how could it be that Reb Chiya and his sons come, and in Reb Chiya's own flax, their bad stuff? So Gemara says a big rule about the tzaddikim. Ki mahanyus chusayu alma. When do their merits help for everybody else? They care about everybody else. So their merits save everybody else. But not did too low. But for themselves, nope, Nebuch, they have a hard time.
That's why it didn't help in
Europa. But it was a picture of Rabbi Yishayahu.
I bet you they multiplied in Europa. Like the Arabs. You know, that's what
they're about. So the answer is, Kidya, like Rabbi Yudah told the name of Rav. Don't Rabbi Yudah my Rav. Rabbi Yudah said the name of Rav. In special Gemara, Masech de Brachos, Bechol Yom V'Yom, every day. Oh boy, the live daf is stopping, apparently.
I think the internet is slow.
Our internet is slow, maybe the cold. So every day, Bas Kol Yotzeis, the voice out of heaven comes out. V'Omeres, and she says, Kol Olam Kulo Nizu Mishvil Chanina B'ni, the whole world gets its live, and it gets its food, and the merit of Chanina, my son. The Magen of Mezrich used to say about this Gemara, it says, Bishvil, Shvil means the path, along the path called Chanina, my son. Hashem sends the blessings to the tzaddik, and from the tzaddik to the rest of the world. So wow, everybody's eating because of the tzaddik, but the tzaddik himself, the Chanina B'ni, has a tough time. Dailo, it's enough for him, Bekav Charuvin, just a little kav worth of dried caribs, may Erev Shabbos, L'Erev Shabbos, from Friday to Friday. All he has is a tough time. For him, it's much harder.
Wow. The big tzaddik.
Yeah, the big tzaddik. Okay, next Mishnah. Again, we're dealing with the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, and the key point is, in regards to the mitzvah of covering the blood of a wild animal or a bird, the Torah talks about shchita. In shchita, the blood needs to be covered. But some other way of getting that creature dead and getting the blood out wouldn't need to have the blood covered, says the Mishnah. Cheresh, let's say you have a deaf mute, a shote, an imbecile who is totally irresponsible, and he goes and sleeps in cemeteries and things like that. Tears garments in an insane way, destroys whatever you give him. Or a katan or a minor, sheshachtu, if they slaughter. So now the question is that called shechita? So if acherin ro'an osam, if someone was supervising them, adults who knew the laws were supervising them, then the adult saw it was done right, it is a kosher shechita.
That was the first mission.
Yeah, so then chayav l'chaso, so that blood needs to be covered. But if it's bein and levein atzman, if they're slaughtering without anybody watching, so then you know they didn't do a good shechita. We assume they didn't do a good shechita because most of them don't do a good shechita. And then we say it was just blood spilled on the floor. And Pater Melachasos is exempt from covering the blood. So that's in regards to Kisui Adam. Now let's talk about Osav Esbino. V'chein l'inyan Osav Esbino. The same halacha applies in regards to the prohibition of slaughtering the other family member on the same day. Whether it be that slaughtering the mother on the day that the child was slaughtered, or slaughtering the child on the day that the mother was slaughtered. If it was Sheshachtu, if it was a Cheir Shet of a Katan who slaughtered, V'achirim Ro'onos, and if others are watching them and making sure it was a good slaughter, then Asur Lishchot, Achreyim. Then you can't slaughter after them on that day, the other family member. But if it was Bein Levein Atman, if the Cheir Shet of a Katan slaughter on their own without anyone watching, that's not a slaughter. So if it's not a slaughter, Rabbi Meir Matzir Lishchot Achreyim. Rabbi Meir says you can now slaughter the other family member because it wasn't a slaughter. We assume it wasn't a slaughter. But here the Chachamim argue. Chachamim Osim. Chachamim say, no, you don't know it wasn't a slaughter. It's true, they were slaughtering by themselves, but maybe they did it right. Nobody saw, so we can't eat from it because it's a suffix, no good. But it's also a suffix, maybe good. And if it's a suffix that maybe it was a slaughter, you shouldn't be able to kill the other family member. So you're going to ask me, but if it's a suffix that maybe it was a good slaughter, the Chachamim should say also you should cover the blood. And the Gemara is going to discuss that. The Gemara is going to say ultimately that they do say that. Umodim. But everybody agrees, the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir, Shem Shachat, that if a child slaughtered with by himself, and afterwards somebody went and slaughtered the other family member, Sheino sofik gezar baim. Even if it was wrong to slaughter the other family member, because maybe the child did a good shechita, certainly the one who slaughters would not get lashes, because it's only a sofik yisr. Maybe it was wrong. Since maybe it was wrong, he doesn't get lashes. So the Gemara now asks this question. The Mishnah talks about two topics, kisui adam and osav es beno. In regards to kisui adam, it just says that everybody agrees that if the child slaughters by himself with nobody watching, it's not an act of shechita. We assume it was no good. But in regards to osav es beno, we say it's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir says it's no good if he did it by himself, certainly, and therefore you can slaughter the other family member. But the Chacham say it's a suffix. We don't know if he did it by himself. Maybe it was good, maybe it was no good. So that's the Gemara of Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, Maishna Reshit Lo Pligi, why in the first case of the mission do they not argue in regards to Kisui Adam, Umaishna Seva De Pligi? And what's different about the second case in regards to Osef Espino, where they do argue? So the Gemara explains, Reshit, in the first case of Kisui Adam, Iyamin and Chayav L'chasos, really they should hold that you should cover the blood, because maybe the child by himself did a good shechita. But if they're going to tell you to cover the blood, people who see it, Ami, you're going to say, shechita mal yasihi was a good shechita. Vasile mecha mishchita san, and they might eat from the shechita. That you can't do, because maybe it wasn't a good shechita. And that's why they said don't cover. So that's 1 second. If that's the issue, we're worried about what other people are going to do. Say for Nami, then in the end of the Mishnah too, when you talk about Osef Espino, came with the Kamir Rabban Rasul Lishchot Achreim. Once the rabbis are telling people, don't slaughter the other family member that day, Amri, people are going to think, why? Because Shechita Mal Yasi, there was a good Shechita in the morning. Vasi Lamecha Mishchita Asan. And people are going to eat from the Shechita that a child does by himself without anyone watching. So Gemara says, no. If the rabbis don't let you slaughter the child, Seifa in that case, Amri, and the onlooker is going to think, Bishru Delo Kami Bayale. People didn't eat the meat, that's why they didn't slaughter it. So the Gemara says, well, if they're going to give that type of an explanation, Reisha and Ami in the beginning also, if they see that you're covering the blood, Ami Lenaka Chatzeru Tzarech, they're going to think that, you know, he's just doing it because he wants to clean out his courtyard, and not because he wants to cover the blood, really. So the Gemara said, no. Shachat Ba'ashba Ma'ikul Amimar. But what are you going to say if he slaughters in a garbage and then he covers the blood? Nobody's trying to clean the garbage area. So they're going to think that it's Kisui Adam. They're going to think it's a Kasher Shechita. Bali Malech, if he asked us, and he says, do I have to cover the blood? And Bezin said, he has to. So Michael and Amar, then people are going to think it's a good shechita. So I said, wait a second, but according to your logic, that we might be talking here only about cases where he asked the Bezin. So say Vanami. So in the end also, where it's also Vespino, the issues of him and its other family member. Bali Malech Michael and Amar. What happens if he actually comes to the Bezin and says, the child slaughtered the mother without anyone watching. Can we now slaughter the kid? And the Bezin says, you can't. So people are going to think it was a kosher shechita. So Ellis, what do you have to say? Rabbanan akula milsa pligi. The Rabbanan argue about Osef Espino the same way they argue about. I'm sorry, they argue about Kisui Adam the same way they argue about Osef Espino. Venati leder Rabbi Meir had the masakla the milsa. They just allowed Rabbi Meir to finish all of his words. Vahadar pligi iluve. And then they argued about him. Then they argued with him. So basically, the Rabbanan are saying that when a child slaughters by himself without anyone watching, you can't be sure that it was no good. It's a suffix. Maybe it was no good, but maybe it was good. Therefore, maybe it was good. You should be covering the blood, misafik. Maybe it was good. You can't slaughter the child, misafik. But the Rabbi Meir says, I'm confident it was no good. Yeah, question.
Rabbi, the blood when they cover, you're talking about entire blood?
We're going to get to that. It's the machlokas. We're going to get to that. It's an argument.
And Rabbi, so if you shuck the mother and it's deemed invalid, you can go ahead and shuck the child.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, when the kid does the shechita, can they check the pipes to see if it's cut properly?
No, because you don't know about whether he paused and things like that. You don't know. That's not physical. So now, Bishma Rabbanan Luchum, I understand the view of the Rabbanan. If the kid slaughters by himself and we don't have anyone watching, so let's be strict. We don't know what happened. Maybe it was good, and therefore he has to be treated like a shechita. Maybe it was no good. It doesn't have to be treated as a shechita. El Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir, my time, what's his logic? I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yaakov explained, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mechayev Rabbi Meir, Shechitas Mishum Nevela. Rabbi Meir is confident that their Shechita makes it in Nevela. My time, why? So I'm Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami explained, Hol Verov Maaseh Mekulkom. Since they're kids, the majority of what they do is messed up, and therefore we follow a Rov. So we follow a Rov, therefore it was probably done no good. Amalei Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Papa said to Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua. Amri, others say it was Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, who said to Rav Papa, my area rove. Why do you have to say that the majority of the kids who slaughter on their own are going to mess it up? And you're following the majority. According to Rabbi Meir, it should even be if it's a minority. Even if it's only a minority that messes up Shechita, that also should be enough. Because we know Rabbi Meir throughout Shas says that minorities also matter. And therefore, smoke miyuta lechazaka. Take the fact that a minority messed it up, plus the fact that it was non-shachut, so therefore it continues to be non-shachut, because when you have a question, you assume the earlier state continued. This relay Reuben, that enough should go against the fact that the majority does do it good, if in fact the majority would do it good. Let's say you have a baby right next to a dough. And next to this bowl of dough, there is dough in his hand. So obviously he got into the dough. Rabbi Meir says that the dough is still tar. Chacham says, no, the dough is tummy. Why? It's normal for children to put their hands, for babies to put their hands in garbage dumps, which have all sorts of rodents. So therefore, dead rodents too. Therefore, it's normal for a child to be tummy. And therefore, if you put his hand into the dough, we assume that the dough is tummy. And so we said, but why did Rabbi Meir disagree? So my time, Rabbi Meir, what's the reason Rabbi Meir says that the dough is tar? So he'll talk like this. Okay, that is true that most children pour around in garbage dumps and they touch dead shratzim. So they are tummy. But miyud ein metapchin, there is a minority of children that don't play in the garbage dumps. And they are tar. Isazu, this dough was becheskas tar omedes. It was tar before. So the prior state was tahar. Now turning to the next page to pay vavam and beis. So smoch miyuta lechazaka. So take the fact that the minority are tahar and attach that to the fact that this thing originally was tahar. Israelei ruba, that's enough to weaken the majority that touched the dead rodents and to say that it is in fact still tahar. So you see the Rabbi Meir is willing to take a minority together with the chazaka and say that that's the way to win the case. So why do you have to say that with children shechting on their own, according to Rabbi Meir, the majority do it wrong? Maybe it's the other way. The majority do it right, but since the minority do it wrong, and you have a chazak, you have a pre-existing status of eino shachot, of it not being slaughtered, you combine the fact that before it wasn't slaughtered, and a minority of the time, it's still going to be not slaughtered, because the child's going to mess up the shechita, and therefore it's paskin that it's not slaughtered. And therefore there's no need for kisi adam, according to Rabbi Meir, there's no prohibition of osav espino, according to Rabbi Meir. Mar says, no, you can't compare the two things. If we have a question about something being maybe tummy, maybe not being tummy, and based on a minority together with a chazaka, we consider it tahar. That's one thing. But yomru safik isra lahatir. But are we going to then turn around and based on that type of a logic permit what might be asr? Isr is much stricter than tumma. What's prohibited to be eaten is much stricter than what might be impure. And therefore here, no, here Rabbi Meir wouldn't say sfok mi uta l'chazaka to permit something to be eaten, and therefore, or to permit a lav. So therefore here we have to say the reason why Rabbi Meir holds that there is no lav of kisi adam, there's no lav of osav espino, is because of the majority of the time when children are on their own, they're not going to do a shechita. Okay, so we have here an argument. When kids slaughter on their own, do we assume that it was no good, like Rabbi Meir, because in the majority of the time it's no good, or is it a suffix? Maybe it was good, maybe it was no good. The view of the Chachamim. Hora Rabbi Paskind, Rabbi Meir is right. The majority of the time when a kid is on his own, it's not good, and therefore if a kid was on his own, we treat it as being not a good shechita. Hora Rabbi Kachachamim, then Rabbi Paskind also, like the sages, that if a child does it on his own, we don't know. Maybe it was a good shechita, maybe it wasn't a good shechita. So, how do you pass him like two? So Gemara says, "Hai minayu da achrita." What was the latter psak? What was the final psak? Right, he was for it before he was against it. So which was the final psak? Tashma, come in here, proof. Reb Abba, who was the son of Reb Chia Bar Abba, and Rabbi Zera. They were once standing together in the market of Caesarea. They were at the doorway of the Beis Medrash, where inside all the rabbis were discussing questions of law. Nafrik Abami, Rabami went out. Ashkechinu, he saw that they were standing outside in the market. Amalu, he said, listen, haven't I told you? At a time when there's a big discussion of law, don't keep yourselves outside. Maybe there's going to be someone who needs a halachic lesson. And he's not going to get the right answer because you're not here to give it to him. So, based on that, Reb Zera went into the Beis Medrash. And Reb Abba, even so, Reb Abba didn't go in. Okay, Reb Abba left. Yasvi, they were sitting in the Beis Medrash, they had this very question. What was the final psak? Was the final psak of Rebbe like Rebbe Meir, that when a child slaughters without anybody supervising, so often it's no good, and therefore we always assume that it was no good, it wasn't a shchita? Or is the final psak the Rabbanan, that when a child slaughters without anyone supervising, we don't know, maybe it was good, maybe it wasn't good, so we treat it as a safek shchita? Amaluhu Reb Zera said to them, Lo shvaktun li di shayla l'sava. I didn't know that this is the question when I was standing with Reb Abba. Because if I would have known, I would have asked him. And maybe he would have heard the answer from his father, who may have heard ultimately from Vavua min Reb Yochanan. His father may have heard the answer from Reb Yochanan, who was in fact a student of Rebbe. Because Reb Chiya bar Abba called Tlasin Yom every 30 days. He used to review all of his learning in front of Reb Yochanan. So he would have heard from Reb Yochanan what Rebbe really said. Alright, so they didn't give us the answer because Reb Chiya bar Abba had left. Reb Abba had left. Reb Abba, the son of Reb Chiya bar Abba, had left. So we didn't know. So my Abiela, what is the bottom line halacha? What's the halacha? If a child slaughters by himself without anybody supervising, do we assume that it's not a shechita because most kids on their own are going to mess it up? Or do we say that the bottom line conclusion is it's a suffix, we don't know, maybe it was good, maybe it wasn't good? Tashma coming here approved. To Shalach Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar sent Legola to the Jews of Babel. Hora Rebbe Kirby Meir, Rebbe Paschal Kirby Meir, that if a child slaughters by himself without anybody supervising, since most children mess up shechita, it was not a shechita at all. We don't treat it as a suffix shechita. We treat it as a certainty of a non-shechita. Can't check. Ivo Karabana Namiori. Now, why did he send it? Rebbe Paschal like Rebbe Meir. Rebbe also Paschal like the Rabbana. Alav Shmamina, you see that he only sent the Rebbe Paschal like Rebbe Meir because Hada Achrita, that was the final conclusion. Shmamina, we derive it from here that that was the final conclusion. All right, starting the next Mishnah. Shachat me'achayos b'makom echad. Let's say somebody slaughters 100 wild animals in one spot. So then, kisu yechal kulan. He covers them with at once for all of them. One does one covering for all of them. Me'ofus b'makom echad. If he slaughtered 100 birds in one spot, kisu yechal kulan. One covering for all of them. Chayav v'of b'makom echad. If he does a wild animal and a bird in one spot, kisu yechal kulan. One covering for both of them. Is the view of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Shachat Chaya, if he slaughtered a wild animal, Yechasena, he needs to cover it. And then, Acharkach Yishchet Zo'ov, and he should slaughter the bird and cover it.
What do they do in the slaughterhouse, the chicken slaughterhouse?
Yeah, they cover.
Each time?
I don't think they cover each time, no. At the end of the day. And they don't cover all the blood, they just cover a little bit of the blood.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Taner Rabbanu lived in a breast, but it's a machloka, so they need to cover all the blood or just a little bit. Tanar Rabban and our sages taught us in a braitza. The pasuk says, "Asher yatzud chaya of." If it said chaya, kol mashma chaya. Chaya doesn't mean just a single chaya. It says kol mashma chaya. It sounds like all types of chaya. Bein meruba, whether it's lots of wild animals, bein wet, it's only a single wild animal. When it says of, it doesn't mean a single bird. Kol mashma of. It sounds like all the different types of birds. Bein meruba, whether many, bein muad, or many, or even a few. Mikan Amar, from here our sages said, Shachat me'achayas b'makom echad, if he slaughters 100 wild animals in one spot, kisu yechad l'kulan, one covering is for all of them. Me'ofas b'makom echad, 100 birds in one spot, kisu yechad l'kulan, one covering for all of them. Chayav of b'makom echad, even a wild animal and a bird in one spot, kisu yechad l'kulan, one covering for all of them. Rebbe Yudam Rebbe disagrees. He says, Shachat chayi chasan, if he slaughters a wild animal, cover that. And then cover the bird. Shenamas, it says, Chaya o of. Says a chaya or a bird to separate them. I'm going to the say no, but I read one, but it says, Kinevish kol basar, for the flesh of all, for the soul of all flesh, Dama ben Afshahu. in the blood, that's where its soul is. So Michael Majuli, what's this question? This is what they're saying. Hi, oh me boy, little chalik. That's just to tell me that whether you cover whether it's a bird or a wild animal, you need to cover the blood. But not to say that you cover each one individually. Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, no, l'chalek, to divide them, it's just from the word, midamo. That's in its blood there. That's to tell you that each one individually needs to be covered. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will tell you, damo, his blood, tuva mashma, can imply the blood of many creatures. Dechsev, as it says, ki nefesh kol basar damo, v'nafsho hu, for the soul of all creatures is in its blood. Okay, we'll stop here. Rabbi Chananya, Ben Akashio, Me Retzik Kedosh Baruch Hu, Lezakus Es Yisrael, Lefi Chachir Belem Torah Mitzvah, Shenemar, Adonai Chavetz Laman, Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.